Hi everyone, hope you all had a wonderful week. There is snow in the forecast, so be safe out there. The Half Moon Happenings community column began many years ago with some dedicated authors submitting interesting stories in the Peninsula Times, the Coast News, and finally in the Coast Reporter. I reached out to local resident Sandy Cunliffe, who provided some facts and approximate dates. The earliest clippings Sandy could find were from 1955 with no contributing author noted. In 1960 through to 1966, there were some columns submitted by Pat Welsh, and the column was called Half Moon Bay Notes, or just Half Moon Bay. In 1966, Mary Tinkley takes over, and by November of that year the column is noted as Half Moon Bay Happenings. Sandy shared, during the winter of 1971-72, Mary wrote an exhaustive history of Half Moon Bay, which was published in the Peninsula Times over 8 successive weeks and has been referenced frequently for history of this wonderful area. In the late 1970s, Peggy Connor wrote the column a few times, and in 1979, Mary Tinkley married and became Mary Tinkley Shannon and wrote a few more columns. In 1980, Ruth Forrester was the author until 2003, at which time Sue Lamb took over. It is believed that Sue continued to write the column until it was handed over to Terry Knight in late 2013, early 2014. Terry continued to submit weekly information about our community until spring of 2020, when the torch was handed to yours truly. Somewhere along the way, the name of the column was changed to Half Moon Happenings, as it is referenced to today. Sandy noted, the column has been the backbone of what is happening in Half Moon Bay over the years, and as a historian with a special interest in our area, I certainly appreciate both the news and information contained in the column. The time has now come for me to pass the pen, keyboard, to someone who will continue this legacy. If you live in Half Moon Bay, are in touch with the community, love to do research, sleuthing, for content, have some time to dedicate to create, write and submit a weekly column to the Coast Reporter, then this would be perfect for you. Content in this column has always been positive, supportive of the community and events, with factual and non-controversial information with a little bit of humor thrown in now and then. If interested, please send me an email and we'll have a chat. Please note that we community columnists volunteer our time and are not employees of the Coast Reporter. As an aside, the Half Moon Bay Heritage Endowment that Sandy Cunliffe and husband Don began with the Sunshine Coast Foundation is still going strong. Proceeds from donations to the fund go to the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archive, specifically for the preservation of artifacts and items of historical significance here in Half Moon Bay. For more information about the Half Moon Bay Heritage Endowment, please contact Sandy at sandra_cunliffe@hotmail.com or go to the Sunshine Coast Foundation website at sunshinecoastfoundation.org. If you have any ideas for column content or have a community event or story you would like to share, please send ideas and suggestions to cindy.kisser@tellus.net. Be safe, be gentle, and always be kind.